I know you're bouncing right. West Coast, I know you're walking right.
You don't know what you be swimming right.
East Coast, you still shaking right. Down south, I see you bouncing right.
This is CHFI Toronto, proudly broadcasting from the traditional territory of Mississaugas of the Credit, the Anishinaabeg, the Chippewa, the Haudenosaunee, and the Wendat peoples. 98.1 CHFI.
Good morning. Happy Tuesday. How do you boil your eggs? Chances are you're doing it wrong. I'm going to tell you what one chef says is the best method for perfect hard-boiled eggs next.
Like a small boat on the ocean. Sending big waves into motion, like how a single word can make a heart open. I might only have one match, but I can make an explosion. And all those things I didn't say were wrecking balls inside my brain. I will scream loud tonight. Can you hear my voice this time? This is my everybody's worried about me. In too deep, say I'm in too deep. It's been 2 years, I miss my home. But there's fire burning in my bones. Still believe, yeah, I still believe.
Hey, happy Tuesday. Call this the calm before the storm. Today, it's fairly decent, not much to report. But tomorrow, there's a special weather statement in place. We're looking at another round of rain and freezing rain, 30 to 50 millimeters. And yes, this time, it should affect Toronto.
The Pooja and Gurdeep Show.
On Toronto's perfect music mix. 98.1 CHFI.
The Pooja and Gurdeep Show presents...
You're doing it wrong.
Uh-oh.
Yep, you're doing it wrong. How do you boil your eggs?
Okay, I can't get this one wrong because I love eggs. Boiled eggs are the one form of egg I do not like. I find them gross. I don't like the consistency. I do not boil eggs, so I can't be doing it wrong.
Okay, all right. Well, there's a lot of people who boil their eggs, and there's a, you know, there's debate over how long you put your eggs in for, you know, how, what consistency do you want the yolk to be, right? Do you want it a little bit more gummy? Do you want it a little more harder?
Ugh.
Do you submerge your eggs in the boiled water? After it starts boiling, do you do it to begin with? There's all sorts of debate.
You lost me a gummy.
Okay.
That sounds so unappetizing.
You don't want gummy eggs?
No.
Okay, it's the yolks. Anyway, the point is a lot of us debate that, but we're all doing it wrong, according to this chef. Listen.
People, old dogs can learn new tricks. Believe me, I've been in this business for 30 years, and I learned something new. What I learned was the perfect hard-cooked egg is not made by actually immersing it in water. A perfect hard-cooked egg is actually a steamed egg.
What? A steamed egg. So instead of actually, you know, getting your eggs and submerging it in the water.
Yeah, I've seen this done. Yeah, yes. You normally put it in a boiling pot, right?
Yes. Instead, you just have 1 inch of water. It's just 1 inch of water. You put your eggs in, you swish it around, put a cover on it for 8 minutes. Your eggs are perfect every time. So, I had to try this.
So not the deep end, more like a kiddie pool.
Yes, yeah. Definitely. It's okay. Like the shallow end of things.
Yeah.
I tried it and she's right.
Stop it. So you put 1 inch of water in a pot.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess that just starts boiling instantly.
It evaporates eventually as well. But you're really just steaming the egg, essentially.
Do you have to keep, like, turning the egg so all
just
parts
once,
of it are...
Just once. Give it a little swoosh and then let it sit for 8 minutes. And I got to tell you...
How long do you leave it in the kiddie pool?
8 minutes.
8 minutes?
8 minutes.
Okay. Is the water already boiling when you put them in?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And then you put them
boil
in.
Boil that 1 inch of water and then you put them in, swish it around. And then, like, the way that the yolk tastes, the way that even the whites of the egg taste, it's just a little bit different. It's better for some reason. I don't know. There's something to it. You got to try it. I asked you how you boil your eggs. I did not ask producer Steph how she boils her eggs.
Producer Steph loves a hard-boiled egg.
I love the gummy yolk. That's my favorite.
I want to know, because you must boil these on the daily since you're always bringing these in. So is this a good method or
what? You would think. I don't boil my eggs.
What?
I do not boil eggs. It is
you got
the
a guy?
Worst.
But you come you in got
with,
a guy?
I wish I had a guy.
Hold on, but you come in with eggs every day.
Yeah, they come from the store and they're in a bag with some kind of like liquid in it that keeps them preserved.
Ew.
Hold on,
it. They're delicious.
I've looked in every nook and cranny of the grocery store. I've never seen. They're, just
they're
a
right
random,
beside the egg whites.
Is this like the alley beside
it's
the grocery store? You got to buy like a shady drug deal?
Something.
Like, hey,
hold on.
Here's your bag of eggs.
You go to the grocery store and you get pre-boiled, hard-boiled eggs in a bag
juice.
Listen, I can cook almost anything. I cannot peel hard-boiled eggs if my life depended on it. Okay, so hold on. I'll make like 12.
Hold on.
And then I
can't. This has got to... We need to delve a little deeper into this. I think this is a what's bugging Steph, because you can't peel the egg? That's the problem?
Even I can peel the egg.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
I have to have one thing that I can't do.
We are going to get into it next, because I got to get to the bottom of this. I actually brought in the egg, so we're all going to try them too.
Just keep the egg juice away from me.
That's next.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here to find out
what's bugging Steph.
What's bugging Steph? Hard-boiled eggs. Apparently, she can't make them at home.
Listen, I think this bugs you more than it bugs me.
It's mind-boggling to me that you buy already boiled eggs at the grocery store.
They come in a bag with garbage juice in them?
Not garbage juice.
Egg juice. Basically garbage juice.
Not.
Okay, so to recap, you like to eat a hard-boiled egg every morning. You like eggs that are hard-boiled.
Yeah.
But when you go to boil them yourself, you can't take the shell off.
I have tried every method. So if I boil a dozen eggs, maybe two will turn out. And not the consistency of how it's cooked. It gets cooked fine. I can't de-shell them. I will sit there. I've tried rolling them on the counter, doing it gently, putting them under cold water to help crack open the shell. I've tried the spoon method. I've tried everything.
Have you tried putting them in ice?
I put them in ice.
Why are hard-boiled eggs so high maintenance? They need like a sauna, then they need a cold plunge. You gotta roll them, give them a massage.
I buy them in a bag.
Way too much work.
No, and eggs are peeled so nicely in the bag.
It's the least tasty form of egg.
They're so simple, though. This
is why
I'm having trouble. Okay, so you've gone ahead and boiled 3 eggs.
Yeah.
Okay, yourself.
Yes.
And they're in front of us right now. We're gonna try to de-shell them and see if there's anything to this madness.
Steph, let me de-shell your
egg. So how do you want me to de-shell this? What method are we using?
Whatever I was gonna de-shell. Shell it with the least shrapnel.
Okay, so
I'm rolling it. I'm hitting
it. I'm having no problem.
I'm de-shelling mine against my mic.
Okay. I can see. Okay. I see what you're saying.
See? There's
a little bit of the egg comes off.
There's shrapnel. Lots of shrapnel.
But
it's like trying to peel an orange in like one take.
Guys, it's not coming off. This is what I'm trying to tell. Okay, now I'm rolling it.
It comes off. It just makes a big mess.
Yeah, exactly. And I don't need this in my life.
Okay, I see what you're saying. It's not as smooth as I'm used to.
Right?
There's pieces of egg that are coming off with
and
it.
And that's what bugs me. Cratering. I'm losing egg.
Mine looks like the surface of the moon.
Okay, but I still did a pretty good job.
It wasn't horrible.
I haven't even taken anything off yet.
Even me who doesn't like hard-boiled eggs?
No problem.
What? Yes.
What is
Steph, what's the matter with you? Yeah. It's not that hard.
This is a producer Steph finger problem. She can't use her fingers.
Hey now.
I have to use them every morning to make your show run.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, can you do me a favor? I did my...
Now, what do I do with... Oh, no. Steph,
like, what is happening?
That is horrible.
It's like a shattered glass. It's tiny pieces, and I can't take
it
off.
Are your fingers just, like, thick and calloused and missing nerve endings?
I don't even know what's happening. It's so annoying. My goodness.
Okay.
It's a keyboard.
I boiled an egg. Yeah. I boiled an egg my way. Can you try to, like, deshell that one? Like, is there a difference maybe between your method versus a proper method?
It's just all slippery in my hands.
Oh, my God. See, like, now I just lost half the egg on the bottom, and I have eggshells in my nails.
Oh, that's my goodness. Gross.
Okay, we're going to let you try to deshell the steamed
what
egg.
What is this?
Oh, heaven.
Wow. I wish you could see
we
this
have to
right
post
now.
A picture
it's so
of your
bad.
Egg on Instagram. What is the matter
I
with
don't
you?
Know.
So
this
bad.
Is why I'm telling you, I don't need this in my life. I'm buying them in a bag. I don't care.
Can I just say I'm glad Steph is not a surgeon?
Yeah. No, it's just eggs. It's just eggs.
Okay. A happy peeling.
What do I do with this thing now?
Eat it. Eat it.
All right.
Making my way downtown, walking fast, faces pass and I'm homebound. Making a way through the crowd. And I need you, and I miss you, and now I wonder if I could fall into the sky. Do you think time went past me by? 'Cause you know I. I miss you. Now I wonder if I could fall into the sky. Do you think time went past me by? Oh, 'cause you know I'd walk a thousand miles if I could just see you tonight. Downtown, walking fast, faces pass and I'm homebound. Staring blankly ahead, just making a way through the crowd. And I still need you, I still miss you. Could fall into the sky. Do you think time would pass us by? 'Cause you know I'd walk a thousand miles if I could just see you. If I could fall into the sky. Do you think time would pass me by? 'Cause bye.
tonight.
Okay, we're still reeling in here a little bit. We just learned that producer Steph buys her hard-boiled eggs pre-peeled. I didn't even know you could do that. It comes in a Ziploc bag full of egg juice.
Ew.
Just gross. We have follow-up questions on this. Stick around.
This is CH5 Traffic. I'm Eva Pratt-Descatos. On the North 400 approaching Highway 7, two lanes staff, all collector lanes are shut down because of construction. Southbound on the 427 at the 401, the right lane is closed for construction. And more construction if you are on the Fort Erie bound QEW at North Shore. It's the two right lanes that are closed. Did you know you could be at risk of getting severe COVID-19 just by being over 60? Ask your pharmacist or doctor about prescription treatments for mild to moderate COVID-19.
You could win free cash.
Yeah!
For Perfect Recall.
Oh my God, you're not kidding me?
Just listen to CHFI's Perfect Music Mix, where every song you remember is worth cash.
And the more songs you recall, the more money you make. Listen to win 5 times a day at 7, 8, 11, 1, and 4.
Jot down the songs and artists you hear when the window opens. Then call to win. Get your share of $50,000.
CHFI Perfect Recall.
From 98.1 CHFI.
Discover more value at Loblaws. Until April 2nd, get family-sized boneless skinless chicken thighs for just $4.66 a pound. Shop in-store or online today. Conditions apply. See flyer for details. Loblaws, proudly Canadian since 1919.
Psst, did you hear that Tuesday's Lotto Max jackpot is an estimated $17 million?
If I won, I'd start my own film festival.
Shh, no dreaming during the movie.
Sorry, I'd produce, direct, and star in my own summer blockbusters.
And watch them in my 200-seat home theater.
I'd buy my own roller coaster.
Sorry.
Tuesday's Lotto Max jackpot is an estimated $17 million. Why dream to the min when you can dream to the max?
Paul, you up?
Yeah.
Why, Paul?
Oh, I can't stop thinking about how much money I spent on this new mattress. I keep worrying it wasn't worth it.
It wasn't, Paul. You should have got the new mattress from IKEA like me. So affordable, so comfy, cozy, so much support for my aching back.
Then why can't you sleep?
Because I love to talk to my friend Paul.
Visit IKEA today and start sleeping better tomorrow with everything you need for the bedroom of your dreams.
Supporting Canadian businesses has never been more important. That's why Canada Post is committed to making it easier to ship Canadian with our best rates ever. Right now, your business will save up to 70% on expedited shipping and returns. Plus, as a Toronto-based business, you can access rates as low as $350 for lightweight local packages. It's time to shop Canadian, ship Canadian. Learn more about our best rates at canadapost.ca/shipcanadian.
Wondering what everyday life looks like in a retirement residence? Drop into a local Chartwell retirement residence for their open house on April 4th and 5th between 10 a.m. and 4 p.m. Visit chartwell.com to learn more.
The biggest talent competition in the nation is Canada's Got Talent. And for a second year in a row, Rogers is presenting the massive $1 million prize, the biggest cash awarded in Canadian TV history. Rogers proudly supports Canadian entertainment and talent. So, get ready for a new season of jaw-dropping performances, unforgettable moments, and fierce competition. Tune in to Canada's Got Talent on City TV, Tuesdays at 8, 7 Central, and get the latest on Rogers Xfinity.
The Shaw Festival presents Anything Goes, a dazzling production of Cole Porter's timeless musical set on the SS American. Follow the antics of a nightclub singer as she navigates love triangles and hilarious hijinks on the high seas. Anything Goes on this ocean liner, featuring spectacular tap dancing and hits like You're the Top. Don't miss Anything Goes at the Shaw. For tickets, go to shawfest.com.
Oh no, I can't be out of ink. Not now.
Megatech.
Why do I always do this to myself? Ah, what is that printer that comes with 30 times the ink?
Megatech.
Yes, it's a Canon. Mega... phone?
Mega Tank.
It's a Canon printer. It comes with like 2 grand worth of ink. Prints me over 7,700 color pages.
Mega Tank.
Mega what?
Listen to the voice in your head and get a Canon Mega Tank printer so you don't have to think about ink for a long, long time. Canon Mega Tank printers available at Best Buy, Amazon, and Staples.
Hey, neighbors. It's the Atlas Care Heating and Air Conditioning Special Friends and Family Pricing Event. From now till April 14th, save up to 20% on select air conditioners while inventory lasts. Summer is coming. Now's the time to save with Atlas Care before the weather heats up. It's a great way of helping neighbors stay cool this summer. But don't wait. This deal ends April 14th.
Feel right at home with Atlas Care.
Call Atlas Care today and trust the pros in the green trucks to save you big bucks.
Hi, Carol Newbery here from MMP Debt, licensed insolvency trustees. Debt can be a heavy burden, but you don't have to face it alone. We believe in being by your side through every step of your debt-free journey. You deserve support that's local and someone who understands where you're coming from. For a free consultation with a local trustee, online or in person, call 310-3328 or visit us at mmpdebt.ca.
Call us on the phone or see us on the net. 310-DEBT.
Waking up with the Pooja and Radeep Show.
With Toronto's perfect music mix and home of the no repeat guarantee.
98.1 CHFI.
Hey, happy Tuesday. -4 right now. Producer Steph revealing that she buys her hard-boiled eggs at the grocery store pre-peeled. We have some follow-up questions. We're going to see if she can finally learn how to peel an egg.
When I motivation, my one solution is my queen, cause she stays strong. Yeah, she is always in my corner right there. When I want, all these other girls are tempting, but I'm empty when you're born. They say, do you need me? Do you think I'm prepared? Do I make you feel like cheating? I'm like, no, not really, cause oh, I think that I found myself a cheerleader.
Morning. Mostly sunny today, 4 degrees. It's not today you need to worry about. It's tomorrow. A special weather statement in place for another round of rain and freezing rain across the GTA.
This is the Pooja and Gurdeep Show
on Toronto's perfect music mix.
98.1 CHFI.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here to find out.
Rose, Buck, and Steph.
What's bugging Steph? Hard-boiled eggs. Apparently, she can't make them at home.
Listen, I think this bugs you more than it bugs me.
It's mind-boggling to me that you buy already boiled eggs at the grocery store.
They come in a bag with garbage juice in them?
Not garbage juice.
Egg juice. Basically garbage juice.
Okay, so to recap, you like to eat a hard-boiled egg every morning. You like eggs that are hard-boiled.
Yeah.
But when you go to boil them yourself, you can't take the shell off.
I have tried every method. So if I boil a dozen eggs, maybe two will turn out. And not the consistency of how it's cooked. It gets cooked fine. I can't de-shell them. I will sit there. I've tried rolling them on the counter, doing it gently, putting them under cold water to help crack open the shell. I've tried the spoon method. I've tried everything.
Have you tried putting them in ice?
I put them in ice.
Why are hard-boiled eggs so high maintenance? They need like a sauna, then they need a cold plunge. You gotta roll them, give them a massage.
I buy them in a bag.
Way too much work.
No,
and
eggs
are peeled so nicely in the bag.
It's the least tasty form of egg.
They're so simple, though. This is why I'm having trouble. Okay, so you've gone ahead and boiled three eggs.
Yeah.
Okay, yourself.
Yes.
And they're in front of us right now. We're gonna try to de-shell them and see if there's anything to this madness.
Steph, let me de-shell your egg.
So how do you want me to de-shell this? What method are we using?
Shell it with the least shrapnel.
Okay, so I'm
rolling it. I'm hitting
I'm
it.
I'm having no problem.
I'm de-shelling mine against my mic.
Okay, I can see. Okay, I see what you're saying.
See, there's
a little bit of the egg comes off.
It's shrapnel, lots of shrapnel.
But
it's like trying to peel an orange in like one
take. It's not coming off. This is what I'm trying to tell. Okay, now I'm rolling it.
It comes off. It just makes a big mess.
Yeah, exactly. And I don't need this in my life.
Okay, I see what you're saying. It's not as smooth as I'm used to.
Right?
There's pieces of egg that are coming off with
and
it.
And that's what bugs me. Cratering. I'm losing egg.
Mine looks like the surface of the moon.
Okay, but I still did a pretty good job.
It wasn't horrible.
I haven't even taken anything off yet.
Even me who doesn't like hard-boiled eggs?
No problem.
What?
Yes.
What's the matter with you? It's not that hard.
This is a producer Steph finger problem. She can't use her fingers.
Hey now.
I have to use them every morning to make your show run.
Yeah.
Okay. Can you do me a favor? I did my...
Now, what do I do with it? Steph,
what is happening?
That is horrible.
It's like a shattered glass. It's tiny pieces, and I can't take
it
off.
Are your fingers just like thick and calloused and missing nerve endings?
I don't know what's happening. It's so annoying. My goodness.
Okay.
The keyboard.
I boiled an egg. I boiled an egg my way. Can you try to like de-shell that one? Like, is there a difference maybe between your method versus a proper method?
It's just all slippery in my hands.
Oh my God. See, like now I just lost half the egg on the bottom and I have eggshells in my nails.
Oh my goodness.
Okay, we're going to let you try to de-shell the steamed
egg. What is
this? Oh,
wow. I wish you could see this right now. It's so bad.
What is the matter with you?
I don't know.
So bad.
That's why I'm telling you, I don't need this in my life. I'm buying them in a bag. I don't care.
Can I just say I'm glad Steph is not a surgeon?
Yeah. No, it's just eggs. It's just eggs.
Okay. Happy peeling.
What do I do with this thing now?
Eat it.
All right.
Lady Gaga returns this fall.
And Pooja and Hardeep have tickets for you to see her live at Scotiabank Arena.
Tickets on pre-sale now.
Hello, monsters. This is Lady Gaga.
Lady Gaga is back September 10th and 11th.
Win all this week with Pooja and Gurdeep just after 6.
98.1 CHFI.
It's Noodle Fest at Mandarin, and we're serving up something new and exciting. Savor the flavors of international noodle favorites like Korean Japchae, Pad Thai, Soba Noodle Salad, and Sweet Chili Udon. All added to our dine-in buffet with select items available for takeout and delivery, but only until May 4th while supplies last. Make your reservation to enjoy Noodle Fest at Mandarin today.
A celebration of taste. Mandarin.
Only a few days left to enjoy our very best prices with the Air France Rendezvous. It's time to book your rendezvous with Paris, starting at $765, or Madrid, starting at $885 return. From Toronto, tax included. You can enjoy a glass of champagne however you fly, economy included. Elegance is a journey. Air France. Book by April 2nd. Travel from March 17th to June 28th and from August 24th to November 30th, 2025. See conditions at airfrance.ca.
Is your fridge not the only one losing its cool? Is your washing machine putting your sanity through the spin cycle? Are you fed up and ready to go elbows up for Canada? Well, so is Goldman's. Our family-owned, Canada-made appliance shop is having its first ever elbows up event. Right now, you can scratch and save 5, 10, or 25% on select appliances. So stick it, or should we say, scratch it, to tariffs and go elbows up at Goldman's Appliances until April 27th. Some conditions apply.
Multi-platinum, 13-time Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter, John Legend presents Get Lifted, the 20th anniversary tour. John Legend is back with his full band, performing at OLG Stage at Falls View Casino, November 13th. Get tickets now at Ticketmaster. For more, visit johnlegend.com.
Lone Star's new Three Amigo Meals for $13.99. You get chips and salsa, our new double-stacked Big Smash Burger with fries, and unlimited pop. Lone Star's new Big Smash. Two handmade patties, double-stacked with cheese, shredded lettuce, pickles, and secret sauce.
Hold up. Did you say chips, salsa, the Big Smash Burger and fries, and unlimited pop for $13.99? Ooh, someone is getting fired over this.
New Three Amigo Meals for $13.99. Available Monday to Friday till 4 p.m. Only at Lone Star.
At Great Wolf Lodge, your whole family can go on an adventure. Splash away in our water park and bowl a perfect score with your pack. And mix game time with family time. And at Great Wolf Lodge, all this excitement is just a short drive away. So bring the pack together and learn more at greatwolf.com and strengthen the pack.
Hey, good morning. Happy Tuesday. 5:30 right now. Dress for minus 6 at the moment. Let's get your news with Eva Fragiscados.
Good morning. The price of gas will be a little cheaper today as the fuel charge portion of the federal carbon tax has been eliminated. And processed prices will be an average of 139.3 cents a liter at local stations, a nearly 18 cent drop. The aftermath of the ice storm continues. Hydro One says more than 280,000 homes and businesses are still without power as of this morning. Officials say repairs in hard-hit areas like Orillia and Peterborough could take until Friday. The cost of beer could increase starting today with a cost of service levy from the LCBO now in effect. The store is increasing the fee it charges brewers by 4.4% on all beer products sold in stores and distributed to bars or restaurants. The cost of beer purchased in store is now 77 cents per liter, translating to $8.78 on a case of 24 Tallboy cans. In sports, Jays beat Washington 5-2. They play again tonight at 7:07. Raptors face the Bulls tonight at 8. CHFI weather. Today mainly sunny but cool with a high of 4. Tonight partly cloudy, a low near minus 2. Wind chill near minus 9. Wednesday, windy with rain and freezing rain possible north and east of Toronto and a high near 3. Right now it's 0, feels like minus 6.
Good morning. So it turns out TikTok did not kill the radio star. There's a new generation tuning into radio, and we are here for it. We'll tell you about it right after NSYNC.
It's tearing up my heart when I'm with you, but when we are apart, I feel it too. And no matter what I do, I feel the pain with or without you.
the Pooja and Gurdeep Show
on Toronto's perfect music mix, 98.1 CHFI.
Came across a statistic that made me very happy. 78% of Gen Z claim that they're still tuning into the radio.
Come on.
Yes.
That's fantastic. Listen, that makes me feel good about our future and everyone else who works in radio as well, because, you know, the stereotype is that the young people aren't necessarily listening to radio. They're streaming, they're podcasting, they're, I don't even know, they're working from home and maybe they're not listening to radio. I don't know, but I'm glad to hear that's not the case.
And, you know, like video killed the radio star. Apparently TikTok was supposed to kill the radio star and it hasn't happened. There is something about radio that is attractive and we're glad that young people are into it. They make things cool again. So I'm all for this. I'm about being more inclusive and making sure that, you know, if they're going to embrace us, we embrace them.
Well, listen, we do a lot of generational content on this show, and it has been said on this show before that we sometimes poo-poo on the younger generation. But if what you're saying is true, and that a lot of Gen Z are listening to us, maybe we need to get a little bit more on board with what Gen Z is up to.
Okay, I could do that. I mean, like, I can start watching movies on my phone while I'm in the shower, like my 23-year-old niece does.
Is this something Gen Z does?
Yes.
How long are they in the shower to watch a movie?
And it's so loud. It, like, it's on full volume. I'm like, what are you doing? She's like, well, I can't hear it with the shower. I'm like, well, why don't you just take a shower and then get out watch it?
I'm not going to judge because I have my phone in the shower listening to music.
Okay.
So you know what? Okay. Maybe I'm closer to Gen Z than I think. I already do this. Like Gen Z, I watch everything with subtitles.
Yes.
If the subtitles aren't on, it's like there's nothing to even
and
be
it's
communicated.
Helpful.
It's very helpful.
In case you miss something, I'm going to start sending multiple texts with each text being its own thought in its own sentence because paragraphs are triggering and you can't do that.
Okay, no, I you know what's more triggering? Don't do that. It's getting bing, 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 bing. No. I'm like, oh gosh, what's happening? Why is my phone blowing up? It's one person.
We got to start doing more of that.
Oh man.
We're being inclusive.
I'm going to start saying, I'm dead or I can't instead of actually laughing.
And stop.
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 Like you say something funny and like, I'm dead. I can't. Why don't you actually, is laughing still in your system? Is it still possible?
There's also, I'm cooked.
Oh. I'm cooked?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Like, you're dead. I'm cooked. Like, I didn't study. I'm cooked.
Oh. Wow.
Yeah. I'm cooked.
Okay, we're going to embrace it. We're going to do all those things. This side part that you're looking at in my hair right now, nuh-uh. I'm going to the middle part. Done with side parts.
Is middle part a thing?
Oh, yeah.
With Gen Z?
Oh, yes.
Oh.
You'll never see them with the side part.
For guys or girls?
Oh, I don't know. I never thought about it.
Because like in the 90s, like Nick Carter curtains, middle part for guys,
yeah.
Right down the middle.
I think it's a 90s thing. They're bringing it back.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Also with your essays, no more capital letters at the beginning of sentences. Just lowercase all the way. It's less work.
But your keyboard automatically defaults to capitals.
No.
Guys, when I compose my essay for this show that I do every week and send it to you, you'll see.
We're going back to the drawing board.
Welcome, Gen Z. We love you.
Feels warmer sleeping here alone. You know I dream in color and do the things I want. You think you got the best of me, think you've had the last laugh, bet you think that everything good is gone. When you left me broken down, think that I'll come on and back. Maybe you don't know me cause you're dead. What doesn't kill you makes you stronger. Stand a little taller. Doesn't mean I'm lonely when I'm alone. What doesn't kill you makes you brighter. Footsteps even lighter. Doesn't mean I'm over cause you're gone. What doesn't kill you makes you stronger. Doesn't kill you, makes you stronger. Stand a little taller. Doesn't mean
What doesn't kill you makes you stronger. Stand a little taller. Doesn't mean I'm lonely when I'm alone. What doesn't kill you makes a fighter. Footsteps keep you lighter. Doesn't mean I'm over, cause you're gone. What doesn't kill you makes you stronger. Stronger. Trust me.
It's the Pooja and Gurdeep Show on 98.1 CHFI. Got through the first one unscathed.
Okay, yes, the first one, but there's a lot more to go. We're talking about Can't Be Gurdeep, where you're challenged by our listeners with trivia questions, mm-hmm. and you normally would give out $100 of your money if you lose.
Yeah, which is nice. I mean, it's a little feather in your cap, but the game has mostly been predicated on the pride, the bragging rights of beating me. That's no longer the case.
Because it's $1,000 now, which means pressure on you, but it also means pressure on anyone who's playing against you.
Listen, we waited a long time to do this because we've played over 600 games. I've won 548 times and lost 60 times. I'm doing the math. I'm like, I can afford to give away $1,000 because, frankly, I just don't lose that often.
Oh, dear. Oh, my gosh.
I mean, statistically, I don't. I'm just stating facts.
Okay, I will be honest, though. I was watching your face as we were playing yesterday.
Stop looking at me.
And you looked a little nervous.
It was the first one. Listen, I was a little bit more serious than usual. Yes, I will admit it, because I did not want to lose the very first Can't Be Gurdeep. Now that I've got that out of the system, it's like jumping into a cold pool. The first one's like, ah, and now I'm in here. It's fine. The temperature's just fine. Come on and join me.
Okay, we'll see how it goes. Make sure you're listening at 8:30 when we play Can't Be Gurdeep. Will you be able to take him down in trivia and win $1,000 of his money?
No, you won't.
With CHY traffic, I'm Eva Frajascatos. On the East QEW, east of Walker's, two left lanes are still closed for a collision. MTO crews are on the scene. And then if you're Fort Erie bound on the QEW, just on North Shore, two right lanes are closed for construction. And looking at southbound Allen, the ramp to the east and west 401, it's just been shut down because of emergency road work. It's the final week to get free Goodyear wiper blades with your oil change at Mr. Lube Plus Tires. Download coupon at MrLube.com.
Winning your share of $50,000 has never been easier.
So easy to win with CHFI Perfect Recall.
Thanks for the easy money, CHFI.
That was an easy $400.
You really made that easy, CHFI.
Just listen to win with CHFI Perfect Recall.
The more songs you remember, the more money you win.
Listen to win five times a day at 7, 8, 11, 1, and 4.
Jot down the songs and artists you hear when the window opens. Then call to win.
CHFI Perfect Recall.
Get your share of $50,000. Full details at CHFI.com.
A Friday night out on King Street West, checking out Disney's The Lion King at the Princess of Wales Theater. The way they bring the animals to life, the giraffe, the elephants, the wildebeest, and don't even get me started on Timon and Pumbaa. It is everything you love about The Lion King, but live, bigger, and somehow even more magical. Don't miss this new Canadian production of the world's number one musical. For a limited time, you can get spectacular orchestra seats for as low as $59. But hurry, you have to book by April 30th at Mervish.com.
If a good time sounds like, or golden hour tastes like, and getting back to yourself feels like, you've got a sense of New Brunswick.
When you get a Subaru with symmetrical full-time all-wheel drive and class-leading safety included, it's like you also get a Subaru that comes with a multi-dog transporter, mud navigator, a Rainmaster slope pilot, remote campsite finder, a moose country guide, a gravel handler, a very slushy surface controller, windy road stabilizer, spinning wheel avoider, a four-legged mammal attractor, surprise snow detector, plus a... Oh, and we're out of time. Subaru is the multi-tool that masters every unpredictable weather condition. Visit your local Subaru dealer for great lease and finance options.
Hi, I'm Sean O'Brien, president and CEO of Reliance Home Comfort. Did you know that over 1.3 million homeowners call on Reliance for their water heater needs? With over 140,000 five-star Google reviews and over 60 years of experience, you could say we're water heater experts. Switch to Reliance today. We'll give you up to $1,000 when you rent a new water heater, plus standard installation is included for all your hot water needs.
Call on Reliance.
Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Ooh, hello, scary monster from my nightmares. Why aren't I scared of you? Because I'm dreaming this nightmare in my new Vågstranda mattress from IKEA. I'm too comfortable and cozy to be scared. Oh no, scary monster, please don't cry. Look, I'm scared.
Visit IKEA today and start sleeping better tomorrow with everything you need for the bedroom of your dreams.
You love burritos, and you love deals, and you really love made-up internet holidays. Fat Bastard Burrito does too. April 3rd is National Burrito Day. Get a small burrito and pop for just $5.99. Only in store on April 3rd. Only at Fat Bastard Burrito. Proudly Canadian.
It's time to get a little messy.
This season on Top Chef, we're heading somewhere truly special. Canada.
Poutine.
15 rising star chefs are here to compete for the biggest prize ever.
Over $500,000.
There are different cultures, different influences, which leads to different food.
I like variety.
Join us for a season of fierce competition.
Woo! My job's not done until I win Top Chef.
Top Chef Destination Canada. Thursdays at 9 p.m. on Bravo or stream it on City TV Plus.
Hey there. Do you want to win $1,000? Join BrokerLink Spring Sweepstakes and you could be one of five lucky winners. Just call or visit your local BrokerLink branch before May 30th. Get an insurance quote for your personal vehicle or property or your business and you'll be entered to win. Visit BrokerLink.ca/contest for details.
At BrokerLink Insurance.
They say love is complicated, but at Mucho Burrito, love is simple. Like roasting corn until it blisters with flavor. Love is dicing fresh pico de gallo every single day. And love is marinating our chicken overnight, grilling it in small batches, just like it should be. At Mucho Burrito, love isn't whispered. It's rolled, folded, or drizzled. Come to Mucho Burrito, where good food isn't just made, it's made with love. Love life. Love made in casa.
Love Mucho!
When you listen to your ambition, you can accomplish amazing things. Whether you're looking to start your career or get ahead in your career, your journey begins at Seneca Polytechnic's open house on Saturday, April 12th. Join us in person or virtually from 9 a.m. to noon. To discover programs, meet Seneca experts, attend live presentations, and explore our campuses. You've got the ambition. Now take the first step. Register at senecapolytechnic.ca.
Toronto Hydro has what you need to stay safe and informed during power outages. For updates 24/7, visit torontohydro.com/outage hub.
Starting your day with the Pooja and Gurdeep Show
on 98.1 CHFI.
It's April Fool's Day, and while I'm not a fan of pranks, I attempted one on a family member.
Ooh.
Yeah. How did it go? I'm going to tell you about it next.
own relations. It's a turf war on a global scale. I'd rather hear both sides of the tale. See, it's not about races, just places, faces. Where your blood comes from is where your space is. I've seen the bright get dull. I'm not gonna spend my life being a color.
Do you agree with me when I saw you kicking dirt in my eye?
Sitting at zero or high for day, 4 degrees, lots of sunshine, but tomorrow rain and freezing rain on the way.
The Pooja and Gurdeep Show presents What Day Is It? On 98.1 CHFI.
It's April Fool's Day.
Oh, this day gives me so much anxiety.
Look under your seat.
No! Don't say that.
You're so paranoid. You came in the studio today, like, looking around, like, as if Steph and I had rigged up the whole studio.
I was like, why are you two conspiring against me?
How early do you think we came in? We already get in so early.
I hate this day. I really am not a fan of pranks. I'm really not. And I thought, okay, can I actually pull off a prank? Because I hate them so much, I don't actually want to do them on anyone.
I think this is the move, Pooj. You've been so focused your entire life on not getting pranked.
Yes.
You've missed out on a whole lifetime of pranking other people. And this is the way to do it. Get in front of it. I'm proud of you that you've attempted a prank this year. I'm like a proud papa.
Only you would be proud of me in this department. But I decided I was going to prank my dad. And the only reason why I chose my dad is someone who is like, he's very calm.
Yes.
Right? And I'm daddy's little girl. So I go to my dad with everything, especially when it comes to financial advice. And I thought, what would stress him out? What would be that thing that I could get a reaction from him with? Because
usually
he's just so calm. He has such sage advice.
Yes.
So I thought, if I pick something financial, that might ruffle some feathers and maybe it could be some fun and comedy gold.
Oh, man. Okay, so your dad is the one you normally go to financial advice for. He's extremely calm. I've met him. He's very sweet. You went to him basically like with a bad financial idea?
Yes. I basically told him that I wanted to cash out all of my RSPs. And
oh, that's terrible.
I wanted to do that to buy Bitcoin.
Oh, come on.
Oh, yeah.
You did this yesterday.
I did this yesterday.
And you've recorded it all.
I've recorded the whole thing. And let me just say this. We'll have it for you later on in the show. So make sure you're listening. But I will say this. There were three calls. Not one call. There were three calls.
Like follow-ups?
Yes. One from my mom and then another one with my dad. So
I'm nervous for you.
Yeah, I was nervous. I was nervous.
Oh, my goodness. I've never seen your dad flip, but I wonder if this caused... Like, I'm not even a financial guy, and I'm like, this sounds like a horrible idea.
Yeah, and I was like, if he asks specific questions, I guess I have to have answers ready. So I thought, like, what am I going to say if he says which Bitcoin? And I was like, oh, I'll just call it Litcoin.
No, Bitcoin is like its own coin.
I know, but like, they have different names. I was going to call it, like, Litcoin or something.
Okay, yeah. I'm excited and scared to hear this. I'm proud of you either way for attempting your first prank. Pooja's very first April Fool's Day prank attempted on her own family.
Oh, no. Oh,
the humanity. That's coming up on the Pooja and Gurdeep Show.
I can't be scared, I'm an early bird. It's 10 o'clock before I say a word. Baby, I can never tell. How do you sleep so well? You keep telling me. I think it's great.
talking about a montage just gets me fired up. Lady Gaga coming through Toronto September 10th and 11th, Pooj, and all week right here on the show. We've got tickets.
Yeah, it's part of her Mayhem Ball tour, and she had said that she could have done a stadium tour, but instead decided to do an arena tour. And the reason to do that is to make it more intimate, and for the fans and that experience, there's nothing like it, and it's going to be a hot ticket as a result because there's only two shows.
Yeah, we appreciate that, and we appreciate you, Lady Gaga. We are giving away your tickets all week right here on the Pooj and Gurdeep Show. We're bleep blooping in just a couple of minutes. Stay tuned. First, though, let's find out what's going on in the world with Eva Fragiscados.
Good morning. If you're driving into work this morning, it'll be a lot cheaper at the gas pump. Gas prices have fallen nearly 18 cents after the federal government eliminated the consumer carbon tax. The carbon tax was first imposed in 2019 and increased yearly. Canadians will get their final Canada carbon rebate beginning April 22nd for those who file their 2024 tax returns by tomorrow. More lane closures are expected to start on the Gardiner Expressway this week. Westbound Gardiner from Park Lawn to Grand will go from four lanes to three for the next year. The City of Toronto says it will deploy traffic agents and adjust signals during the roadwork. The entire project is set to be complete by November 2026. It's April Fool's Day, so look out for companies pranking Canadians. Last year, Canada's Wonderland announced a hotel inside Wonder Mountain. Tim Hortons announced a Timbit wedding cake, and a news outlet reported Taylor Swift was canceling her Canadian tour dates. In sports, Jays beat Washington 5-2. They play again tonight at 7:07. Raptors face the Bulls tonight at 8. CHFI weather. Today, mainly sunny, but cool with a high of 4. Tonight, partly cloudy, a low near -2, wind chill near -9. Wednesday, windy with rain and freezing rain possible north and east of Toronto and a high near 3. Right now, it's 0, feels like -6. If you're on the westbound 401, just typical volume coming out of Durham Region. And unfortunately, it looks like that East QEW east of Walker's two left lanes are still closed. That's for a collision. It's getting busy now from approaching Guelph Line.